and chosen to let him sleep. Still, once the situation was cleared, the LED should have turned green. Moy used half a glass of water to wash the foul taste out of his mouth, and the other half to help him swallow a couple of tablets. Then, gritting his teeth against the pain, he made his way into the middle of the cabin.
Open comm. Moy to control center. Who's the OD?
There was no reply. Either the comm was down, something that occurred with disturbing regularity, or the CNC crew were screwing off. A punishable offense in the real Navy, but a joke in the so-called syndicate. Just one of the many problems that plagued the organization. Propelled more by the bone-deep sense of duty the Navy had instilled in him, rather than any particular loyalty to the organization he was now part of, Moy turned toward the hatch. There were no uniforms, not since the members had voted them out, so it didn't matter what he wore. Moy entered the main corridor, turned right, and followed the B-ring in towards the station's core. Having been constructed during the early days of the rebellion, immediately after Earth Governor Patricia Pardo and Legion Colonel Leon Harco had usurped Earth's government, the outlaw habitat was well put together. And a good thing, too, because discipline had slipped a lot since then, and maintenance was abysmal. All manner of graffiti covered the bulkheads to either side, trash littered the deck, and it seemed as if every third or fourth light fixture was burnt out. The life support systems continued to receive a fair amount of attention, but even that was starting to slip, so much so that Moy had given serious thought to leaving. But for what? The Confederacy wanted to put him on trial for mutiny, murder, and miscellaneous crimes against sentient beings. Life out on the rim was hard, and nobody wants to hire an alcoholic. Moy palmed a lock, waited for the hatch to hiss open, and entered the station's control room. It smelled of sweat, alcohol, and ozone. Screens flickered, air whispered through vents, and the computer named Bitching Betty spoke via the overhead speakers. Incoming targets 1, 3, and 4 are continuing to close. Target 2 is stationary, repeat stationary, but well within range. Recommend that all station personnel don space armor, report to assigned battle stations, and prepare for combat. Screens ready. Electronic countermeasures ready. Weapon systems ready. Downloading fire solutions now. Moy swore, stormed up onto the command platform, and looked for someone to kick. Ex-Naval Lieutenant Tosco had passed out in the command chair. The comm tech was face down on the deck, and the weapons officer sat with her forehead resting on the control panel. The injector tube, which was still clutched in her hand, told the officer everything he needed to know. Back during the rebellion, the Syndicate had liberated any number of naval vessels, not the least of which were the Ibuthu and the Guerrero, both of which had taken on stores and departed roughly 6 hours earlier. In spite of specific prohibitions against taking part in the typical Bon Voyage celebration, it appeared that the control room crew had ignored regulations and partied anyway. Now they were going to pay for their laxity, for his laxity, because the Navy had taught him that the responsibility of command reached everywhere, even into one's sleep. Tosco felt something hard connect with his leg, jerked in response, and opened his eyes.
What the hell? Who kicked me?
Moy looked grim.
I did. And I'd kick your ass if you weren't sitting on it. Look at those screens.
Tosco looked, swore, and slapped the general alarm button. Klaxon sounded, weapons came online, and groggy crew members stumbled down corridors. Betty, oblivious to what her owners did, continued to chant. Targets 1, 3, and 4 are launching what appear to be short-range in-system spacecraft having target profiles consistent with CF Dagger 180s, CF-10 assault boats, and CF electronic countermeasure ECM decoys. Tracking, tracking, request permission to fire. Everyone in the control center knew that the letters CF stood for Confederacy Forces and what would happen if they were captured. Tosco, his eyes wide with fear, flipped a protective cover up out of the way. The button glowed green. He mashed it. The verbal command came a fraction of a second later. Fire! The station's Class